Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the Matrix of Confusion.
Tires and lights of fires.
I know one of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
I hear it fading. I can't speak it. Oh, else you will dig.
Welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. Okay, let's get right to it. Back in the very early 1980s, a young woman by the name of Simone Mendez came out of Illinois with a sense of looking for adventure. She wanted to see the world, and she felt a sense of patriotic duty, so she enlisted in the United States Air Force. Little did she know that not too long later, she would be exposed to a document shown to her by another young Air Force person that talked about NORAD and detecting UFOs coming in from deep space. And she would get caught up in what appeared to be a counterintelligence operation, and she was threatened with prosecution for espionage. This particular episode of UFOs Tonight took place June the 20th, 1993, and this young woman and her case today are legendary in the annals of UFO research. So sit back, adjust your headphones, and get ready for another journey and a jaunt into radio excellence. From the archives of Dark Matters Radio and UFOs Tonight, I am your host, Don Ecker, and here we go.